back up.
All of a sudden, you hear a thud. That's Steve, because he's going to get knocked the out.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
The last thing the podcast world needs, three more idiots with a podcast. Too bad. We're here to debate the hottest topics of the week. Who will be today's biggest idiot?
I'm an idiot.
Oh, yes, and welcome to another episode of the Idiots Podcast, a podcast about anything, everything, and nothing at the same time. A true miracle. We simply go where the tangent winds take us. I'm the host, the star of the show, the premier idiot, Steve, and this is episode 38. And now I'm going to introduce our panel here. We've got Bob in this corner.
How you doing, Steve?
How you doing? And over in the Denver corner, we've got... You can tell I want to get out of here.
The Denver corner.
Over in the Denver corner, we have JC back on the line. How you doing, JC?
Hello, Bob and Joe.
Yeah, you said it. JC. The other part of our, the other member of our panel is... Italian Joe, how are you?
Hello, Steve. I'm good. And yourself?
Good.
I got you. Bob, how are you doing, Bob?
Doing good, Joe.
JC, you're doing good?
I'm good. It's nice and cool in this room.
It's about 90 in here.
I know. The studio is really hot. It's great to have you guys all here. Real quick, how was your week, Joe?
I'm glad it's over. It was rough. Rough week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Bob?
It was good. It was a great week.
Great week.
Weather's coming. Finally, spring's finally coming here.
Yeah, weather's coming around. Yeah. Weather's coming around. JC, how was your week over there?
Going really well.
Very good. Very good. I'm glad to hear everybody's week's going really well. And I want to just wish everybody here a happy Easter for those of you who believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross and rose again. And that would be me. Okay, let's move on.
Happy Easter, Steve.
Happy Easter.
I believe in the Easter Bunny. Does that count?
There you go, the Easter Bunny.
I've seen a picture, right? I mean,
he's at the mall, Bob.
Yeah, I know.
He's at the mall. Also,
I think Steve was sitting on his lap.
I think actually, Joe and I may be the only ones here that have some faith in that story of the resurrection. Joe?
Yeah, I
believe.
Being
an Italian, right?
Yeah. What does that mean?
Oh, gosh.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Explain yourself, Krentz.
What do you mean? Because you're Italian, and Italians go to church. They're all Catholics, right?
Oh, my gosh.
Are they not? Can you be a good Italian and not be Catholic? You've seen Goodfellas.
Yeah. Mm.
That's great. They go out, you know, and they gun down a bunch of mob rivals.
They don't go to church. When do they go to church in that
they
movie?
They go to church. They absolutely go to church.
In that movie?
Oh, yes. Yeah. You know?
In Goodfellas.
Yes.
I don't remember a church scene.
JC, you know that movie really well. Wasn't there some...
I do.
Were there church scenes or anything?
Remember when Al Pacino goes and asks the father for forgiveness for the 42 people that he killed?
He wasn't in Goodfellas.
That's the wrong movie.
Oh, I thought we were talking Godfather.
No, Goodfellas.
Goodfellas.
Oh, Goodfellas.
Come on.
There's no church in that movie.
There's no
church in that movie, Steve.
Okay.
They just kill each other.
Well, they got married. They got married in a church,
oh,
right?
Oh, my God.
Yeah, there was the reception. I remember the reception, but not the church part. Okay. So maybe they did omit it.
Yeah, he married a Jew.
Hello, it wasn't a church, it was a synagogue because she got married in that.
Remember, she's Jewish.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. Okay.
Come on, Steve.
Yeah, they don't believe in Easter.
Okay, everyone ready for movie trivia?
Oh, gosh. This show is such a grind.
Thanks, everybody, for coming. It's been a pleasure.
So
close it out, Steve.
Hey, Bob, do you know what time it is now?
Can we only do like two of these?
It's time for news. Headlines. JC, why don't you rock it?
Oh, sure. Well, it started... pretty much yesterday for excitement in Denver. They closed down all Denver schools because of some crazy woman from Florida who made threats that she was going to come to Columbine in the Denver area.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Mm-hmm.
And she had some kind of a strange obsession with the Columbine shootings in 1996. And she's really depressed and felt like shooting at least herself and other people. So she was considered a credible threat. And she made her way out here, and she bought a shotgun when she got here. And so schools were all closed yesterday because they didn't know where she was, and they didn't know exactly where she was going.
Mm-hmm. Last
night, I guess she escaped into the foothills in Breckenridge area, and they found her shot in the woods.
Wow, yeah.
Did she shoot herself?
Apparently a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Yeah, apparently.
You know, I was talking about this earlier with Bob, that people are just so crazy now. There's just craziness all over the place. And I'm wondering, how much of it has to do with the food we eat. And bigger than that, how many drugs people are taking these days. People are on drugs, whether they're prescribed or whether they're illegal. People are just doing drugs. People are eating crappy food. People are, obviously, they don't have a relationship with their parents anymore. And I think it's just all coming to a head where people are just whacking out.
Well, next to the shotgun, next to her, she had a half-eaten Big Mac.
And oh, so my gosh.
Definitely.
Did you know that,
good,
Steve?
Not good healthy eating.
I'm kidding. April Fool's again.
Oh,
I fell
gosh,
for that.
That was a good one. Holy cow.
I think it's social media. There's a huge spike in females and suicide and depression, and they're really linking it to around the year that social media has really taken off, and girls are more likely to really get sucked into the social parameters of social media and just like beating each other up and saying horrible things. And it's going to become a public health crisis pretty soon, I think. And this is just one more story to add to
that. How do they deal with that if you think that's an issue?
Well, the recommendation I heard from a psychologist was that there should be really trying to encourage parents to not allow their kids to have access to social media until they're like 15 years old. I think that was the age that they recommended, 15 or 16. So I don't know if they'll be able to legislate it, but definitely to have some kind of a push for it, some kind of campaign that just tries to get parents more involved. But I agree with Steve. Parents aren't involved enough.
It's all about the parents.
It's like all the shows that I was listening to on the
story. Bob, what do you got?
I've got a story that's very close to home because the Idiots podcast wasn't with Chris Hardwick. Chris Hardwick is getting sued by a podcast network. And he got a little more money than we did up front. He got $1 million up front for 2 seasons of the Idiot podcast. Can you believe that?
The Idiot Podcast.
The Idiot Podcast.
In trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Is that the one that comes up when I Google it? There's another one that comes up.
That's Charlemagne the God. That's the Brilliant Idiots.
Yeah,
I'm sure we're up next. Oh, okay. We're up next. Yeah, it's a podcast that never happened, I guess. Chris Hardwick, he actually did it. Chris Hardwick, I don't know if you remember. He's the Nerdist founder, and he does the like after shows for The Walking Dead and all that. He bailed on the show when he was accused of rape by a girlfriend. So
I did find out.
I recognize his face. Yeah,
absolutely.
I did find out that our podcast now has moved into the top 10 of idiot podcasts with that name.
Thank goodness. Uppercase T. You have to quote both and put a. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're number 10 out of how many, Steve? 9.
Yes, Joe. Yes, out of 9. Boy, you were just bringing it today.
What story does Joe have?
No, I'm taking over. I don't want to go over to Joe right now.
I'm going to keep it short. I'm not going to say anything.
Yeah, that's.
I'm just going to respond to Steve.
Compared to other weeks where you're just a wellspring of wonderful comments.
You're always beating up on
Joe. He kind of deserves it. He didn't do his homework. He didn't bring a headline.
So
come on.
Oh my God.
Kind of
comes in
that.
And he complains about what time.
Then he's mocking me for believing the Big Mac story. I still believe him. Tell me again, I'm going to believe the half-eaten Big Mac.
His reaction was just hysterical.
Joe's a piece of work.
Bob jumped in his seat. Did you hear that, Steve?
I believed it.
Yeah, I did too. So a 37-year-old college philosophy teacher was arrested after entering St. Patrick's Cathedral carrying 2 cans of gasoline and lighter fluid. It looks like he had some, things in mind. And this comes a couple days after the Notre Dame Cathedral burned down. And, they arrested
him
there.
It didn't burn down, Steve.
Okay.
The roof fell in.
The roof fell in, whatever. And
The roof is on fire.
Or, too soon, Jason.
Too soon.
Or how about they do that in the all boys choir turn way, The roof is on fire.
Oh my God.
Hey, listen, we can laugh about it.
Water.
2 reasons.
No one died.
That's
right. And do you know how much money they've already collected as a campaign?
Over a billion.
For fundraising?
Right?
Over $1 billion.
Wow, really? I didn't know that. Holy cow.
Yes.
Can I just have 50,000?
Notre Dome is going to be better than ever.
How much do you think it's going to cost to fix it?
Over $1 billion.
Well, I'm sure that they'll say it'll cost $2 billion at this point.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, right.
It'll be more than what we have. Ha,
so
ha,
this goofball, this philosophy teacher, are you going to get in trouble? I hear people in the background. JC's hiding in a in a meeting room at work trying to get this done with us. Thank you, by the way.
She's under her cubicle desk.
She's under the desk.
She's under her desk.
Her boss walks in. JC, where are you? I'm down here. Lost a contact. This dude gets arrested, and he had he bought a $2,200 plane ticket, I think it was, to Rome, to fly to Rome today, Thursday. And so that there's no connection, though, they say, according to police reports. And finally, back to the Notre Dame Cathedral. I guess it was started by an electrical fire is what they're saying.
Yeah. Makes sense. They're doing a lot of work there, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
They had just pulled the statues off the top, I guess, the day before. Was it the day before or something?
What I don't understand, okay, it starts by an electrical fire. I put wood in my fireplace, and I try to start that damn thing for like a half an hour, 45
it's
minutes.
It's so hard,
I'm holding firewood, and a little thing sparks, and the doggone cathedral, the Notre Dame Cathedral, goes up in flames.
Well, at a short circuit inside of a wall can just sit there smoldering for a couple hours or longer.
Yeah.
And, you know, you've never sat over your own firewood for a couple hours. You would wait 10 minutes and think that's too long. So it does make sense. I mean, it was certainly interesting that within the place was still on fire and they were just already ruling it an accident, which I thought was a little premature. But I mean, it's all the way up in the roof. It does make sense.
We all know the Muslims did it. The Muslims. You know they did it, JC.
He went running by on a camel, right?
Joe, asked, do you have a story?
No, I don't.
Okay,
I'm keeping it short today. Go right
Bob,
to the next
what do you
one.
Got?
I don't have one.
Okay,
either.
I've got one more.
Yeah,
One more. Games of Thrones started. Oh, gosh. Oh, this is horrible. I got to sit here. I have to purposely wait an hour to do this podcast with you, and now I have to sit here and listen to stories. Okay, so Game of Thrones.
Are you talking about the guy who lost his penis, Steve?
Let's hear it.
Yes. Game of Thrones star Kit Harington says he nearly lost one of his ding-dongs while filming.
He's got more than
wild
one.
Scene. Well, you know.
One of his
ding-dongs. Well, he got more than one?
A ding-dong onion, okay? He lost one of his, almost lost one of his ding-dong onions while filming a wild scene from last.
What the hell's a ding-dong onion? What the hell is that?
Can I get through this story, please?
Okay, what do your terminology is awful.
Joe, take a stab. He almost lost one of his balls.
His wiener.
All right, you know what?
No.
Okay, you know what? Hey, check this out.
Was it his penis or his testicles?
Let me tell this story like
Joe. Steve would be a great doctor trying to describe body parts to his client.
Your ding-dong onion is inflamed.
I'm going to go ahead and tell the story like Joe would.
Funny?
Yeah, so it's Game of Thrones. Right? How long are we doing this for? We got to keep going? What time is it? I should be home right now. We need a new producer. Hey, can we get another producer in here?
Yeah, That's exactly how I sound.
Everybody needs to put out resumes.
Whatever the hell it is.
This guy was a jag. That's all I can say is his jag. All right. So the actor was riding a mechanical bull, and it threw him, but his ball got caught somehow on the mechanical bull, and so he's being flung around by his ball.
Oh.
Who is this, Kit Harington?
Yeah, Kit Harington. Oh, so... Yeah, he didn't lose his ball, though, but I'm sure it didn't feel good. Can you imagine it?
Why were his balls on?
Hey,
yeah,
Joe,
why were his balls on?
I don't know. That's a great question. But, Joe, when you're hanging by your balls, does it hurt?
If all of a sudden you hear a thud, that's Steve, because he's going to get knocked the out.
Game of Thrones. Joe, do you watch it? Are you a fan?
No.
Game of Thrones topic.
No, I'm sorry.
Okay. Game of Thrones topic. Does anybody in here like that Game of Thrones series?
Nope. Let's go. Next.
Your wife does, Steve? I know
My
that.
My wife does.
I watch it.
And I don't understand why people get so enthralled about
that stupid show. I showed Steve a text today from my 50-year-old neighbor, former college tight end. And he asked if I was, what did he say? Are you pumped about the debut of the new season of Game of Thrones? In a text, he says, are you pumped? I didn't know how to respond.
That's like the Super Bowl coming up. You pumped about the Super Bowl.
I'm pumped about the Super Bowl.
I'm pumped about the NFL season. The schedules came out.
Yeah, exactly. But
draft
but
is next week.
Game of Thrones. So, JC,
isn't there a place you can go and like experience the Game of Thrones experience?
Oh, I'm sure.
I saw it on. I think it was on TV. You can go in Ireland.
Sure.
And pay thousands of dollars to go throw axes and kill your own dinner and.
JC, do you have any friends that or family members that really love this show?
Yeah, I mean, Nick and I watched it. We watched the first three seasons.
Okay, great. So we have a frame of reference. What did you think about Oh, you watched the first three seasons?
Yeah, while it was on, and I would go into another room. Like, I wasn't enthralled by it, but it was on. You know what I mean? Like, oh, okay, that was cool. Like, not
okay,
not
so
pumped.
So you're okay. So you're yeah. You're not you're not salivating over the next season. I got it. But you
did
you like it? You said it was okay.
I liked it. I mean, it was very intense. It was it was just so nonstop intense that I was. I don't know. Left interest.
Okay, I saw the first episode because I thought, all right, I'll give this a try. First of all, I don't like movies with a lot of British accents. I can't stand it, you know. And that whole, and I'm not into that era, the Renaissance or whatever it's supposed to be,
yeah,
you know, and dragons and Harry Potter crap. I just don't like it. But I will give anything a chance. And within the first episode, I started watching it. It was kind of slow and whatnot. But at the very end of the very first episode, the kid is climbing the wall, if you remember.
Yes.
And he catches he catches a sister and a brother in the act, right?
Yeah.
And I said, even before it happened, like, oh, so the kid's going to fall. And he falls, right? Thud. And so I said, and so I didn't watch it after that because I hate when I can predict things. I hate predictable movies. And then...
Yeah.
Then I said to ask Maria, my wife who loves it, I said, so let me guess, the kid survived and he's in the next episode? Yeah, how did you know? And I just don't like that. And then I saw one scene that everybody talked about. It was the red wedding scene where I guess there's an ambush with arrows and the...
Oh, I didn't see that.
Okay.
No.
And in the scene, the people that are in on the ambush that know what's going to happen, they're just sitting there eating during... this melee going on around them with arrows flying through the air, and they're not at all worried about getting a wayward arrow in the middle of, you know, in the middle of the forehead.
I love that, right?
And I
one shot.
I hate, and the one shot, yes. And it's just like those movies where the bad guy's walking away from a scene where, you know, he just took care of business, and then the car behind him blows up, but he doesn't flinch. I hate movies like that, and that's all this is. And so, yeah, thumbs down.
Meanwhile, in reality, you have a guy on a mechanical bull. And
right? This guy, you're exactly right. In the movie, the mechanical bull is actually for CGI. Okay, maybe I let that out for the shooting of the scene of him riding a dragon. Okay. Now, you have a scene in Game of Thrones where the guy gets thrown from the dragon, he's hanging by his ball. I'll watch that all day.
Does he get workers' comp if he's off, do you think?
Woo!
There you go, Steve. There you go.
Okay. Fellas,
hey, oh, does he get the workers' comp, hey?
Joe's pulling it on himself.
You said it.
I'm making fun of Steve, making fun of me. Hey, oh.
You said it. Hey,
oh, hey.
Okay, kiddos, you know what time it is now.
What time is it? Oh, thank goodness.
I know.
Netflix?
Oh, Netflix. Hey, Joe, why don't you start off? Yeah, what did you think about the homework that we had? Free solo. Go ahead. You start off.
The dog ate my homework.
Okay. So Joe didn't do it. I think he's got a streak of 3-4 weeks in a row. I think we might.
Last week I knew.
Yeah.
I already watched it.
Oh, okay. Well, we're bringing Stacy back to take your
place.
That's fine. I think that's what's going to happen.
Okay.
We did get a negative comment or negative. Someone sent us a message on Twitter. Did you see that?
Yes.
Oh, what'd they say?
Oh, my gosh. It was pretty nasty. Steve, do you want to read it?
Oh.
About what? About our...
You go ahead and read it because I don't have Twitter up.
A nasty listener named, let me see, Stacy Grimaldi, sgrimaldi55 on Twitter said, delete after our episode.
Mm-hmm.
Never even told me I was no longer a part of the podcast. Traitors. Oh. I'm assuming there should have been a comment there.
Well.
No longer listening or sharing or liking or commenting, exclamation point. I think my husband should think twice about participating now, too.
Yep.
Traitors!
Oh.
Bang.
But to Joe's,
have a
credit,
nice
he's
day.
Here.
Well, he didn't know about this.
I didn't know about this just
I pulled
now.
It up, and he looked over going, oh. What? What? So well, I replied to her, and then she replied, it's all good. No one can keep track of the inconsistencies. Well, I'm not up for fighting over a spotlight. I'm just happy being me. Good luck.
What did you write? What did you, that's a good sign-off,
I wrote,
it?
Seems our producer is week-to-week with his host selection. If you're in town, you can take my seat next week. I would love to hear JC and Stacy along with Joe and Steve. The ladies would dust the guys with preparation and knowledge.
Yep. That's the kind of fire we need in here.
I like to wing it. Well, here's the thing, because
We need to have one
because
of the...
Because Steve was all gung-ho about having Stacy do this show, and he sent her all the stuff, and then he just dropped her like a bad habit, so she's pissed.
No, she went out of town. She was out of town for like 3 weeks.
She was, to be fair.
Right. But she could still participate. She would have called
sure,
in.
Sure, she could.
She even said it.
I did. Yeah, she could. Well, if that's her rules.
No.
If she says, this is how I'm going to roll. I'm going to come in when I want to come in. Well,
if she works out of town, she could call in Steve.
I need somebody to be, more consistent, not... I'm going to show up, not show up. I'm going to be here. I'm not going to be here.
Well, her job required her to travel, and she would make an effort.
Well, she didn't sign any contract. So. JC, you go ahead and start. What did you think of that crazy movie, Free Solo?
You've summed it up. Crazy. I cannot be impressed by this guy because it's so stupid.
Yes.
Joe, quiet.
No, I did see parts of it. I know he's an idiot.
Yeah, okay.
He should be on the podcast.
Yes, he is. Well, I mean, an idiot, I guess it is all, the idiots are in the eye of the beholder, I suppose.
You could look at it from that he's making a living beyond most, doing what he truly loves to do, he's making a living, as he said, he's above a mid-level dentist in terms of his worth, which is a lot.
I mean, he is obsessed. I mean, JC, of course, one of the things that you probably didn't like was the fact that he dismissed his girlfriend so much. He put the climbing over her, right? You didn't.
Oh, yeah. No, he's not going to have a successful marriage right. with anyone.
So, he bought her a condo.
I mean, that's pretty much the same for any professional athlete. You know, the people in their lives come second. Tom Brady, well, he might not be a good example, but there are so many other athletes or people of certain professions that don't put their relationships first. So he's not any different in that sense.
Yeah, you have to fit in with, they'll fit you in to where they can fit you into their lives, beyond that.
And he even said basically that, Bob, what was the statement he made?
About what? It, would he feel anything or would he?
No, about she was cute and she fit.
Oh, she was cute. she's
small enough
compact.
To fit.
Yeah, she fits.
She's small enough to spit in the van.
She's efficiency in the van.
And she
doesn't take up a lot of space.
She was adorable, but she was a moron, too, for getting into a relationship.
Oh, yeah, because you could just tell she wants him to change for her.
Right.
That's what I was getting.
That's exactly right.
I could just tell that was not going to be a success between the two.
She didn't mince words. She basically said, what's more important, this rock climbing or our relationship? And he's like, the rock climbing.
Completely. And then he was just so clear about it. It was interesting. What did you think of the part where they scanned his brain and found that he gets like no reaction compared to a typical?
Oh, yeah, sure. That showed exactly what his brain was doing. Science, right?
I'm afraid if they scanned Steve's brain, there would be just a dead nothing.
It'd be dead.
Hey, bring out this scan. Oh, speaking about brains, did you hear that they revived a pig's brain, a dead pig's brain?
What do they mean by revive? I saw that this headline got spread everywhere. I didn't read the story at all because it seemed like it was probably they put an electrical charge through it and it jumped, I'm guessing. Right? I mean, a steak would do that.
How long was it dead for?
I don't know.
This server comes out, would you like me to bring your steak back to life? Yeah, it's no extra charge here, sir. Instead of the cheese, how much cheese? Here, they zap a steak.
Holy Do you have God. A 220 line?
My steak's alive!
I told you I wanted it extra rare.
Yeah, so she and he aren't going to have a very successful relationship, but honestly, his sentiment's probably like, it's a whole lot easier climbing the side of this rock for 2.5 miles compared to dealing with your crap every day. Figuring you out is 10 times as hard as climbing this thing.
It is crazy. It was crazy seeing that climbing notebook that he kept and how he even talked about like thumb press here, change thumbs, roll the two fingers. Mm-hmm. It was incredible.
It was
the level
pretty,
of detail.
Pretty cool.
And then his friend asking, do you put things like saw the biggest tree I ever saw in your notebook? And he's like, no, not in my climbing notebook.
Yeah,
no,
the,
never.
Like, okay, basically a diary. Yo, just to let you know, Bob totally ruined the documentary for me.
Because Steve wasn't going to watch it. He hadn't watched it.
I was watching. I was getting ready to watch it.
Yeah.
So I'm about...
So you didn't watch it either, Steve?
No, I did watch it.
He did.
So I'm about to watch it, and Bob comes over, come here, watch this. And I'm like, I don't want to watch it. I don't want anything to give it away. He's like, oh, it's not going to give it away. It's going to be, just completely by itself. Just watch what he says about when he found out that his friend died rock climbing or whatever former co-rock climber, and I could see it's at the end of the documentary or near the end.
It was only 83% of the way through.
It was 83%. So I said to myself, well, I know that he survived all this time right to the end. Okay. And so maybe it was better for me because watching that, I almost passed out. It was so crazy watching him climb that thing. Had I not known if he was going to fall, I probably wouldn't have been able to watch the rest of it.
Uh-huh. You would have been like the cameraman down in the valley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
Sorry
time.
About that, Steve. I don't like that when people do it to me. You did get sucked in, though.
It was my fault. I could have.
But I should have backed off, too. So.
Okay. We have to choose our homework for next week. I have some suggestions. Does anybody else have suggestions?
Oh, we've taken all JC's, mine. You didn't like mine?
Can we go to like a movie or something?
No.
Yeah, we can.
Yeah.
Okay. So there's two things. I'm not sure. One I think is a movie, and one is, and I just saw the titles. I like the titles, and I saw the length, and the length was good. And the what do you call it? The thumbnail looked good. So that's basically why I'm picking this. Either one of the two. And if you guys don't know what it is, just choose one based on the title. Either The Silence or User's Guide to Cheating Death.
Ooh.
Were they on Netflix?
Yes, sir.
And they're both about the same length?
Yes, sir.
The Silence?
The Silence or User's
For
Guide?
For no reason. I didn't get to see the thumbnail, so.
Right. So I'm saying you guys pick based on.
The Silence. On nothing. Based on nothing.
Silence. The Silence. You like The Silence?
Yeah.
Oh, wait.
Yeah.
No.
Joe's looking it up.
Of
so thanks
he
for
is.
Picking based on nothing, Joe.
Of course he is. That's what I asked him to do, and that's, you know, the first thing he does is I got to cheat. So Joe's out. JC and Bob, see how much fun you miss, Joe, by cheating? You could have so much more fun if you just played by the rules. JC,
I was paying attention to you. You mentioned two things, and I looked it up.
Or User's Guide to Cheating Death.
I really like The Silence. I'm intrigued.
Okay. Bob?
I'll go with The Silence.
Okay, the homework for next week is the movie on Netflix called The Silence. JC, Italian Joe, and Bob, do you know what time it is now?
Trivia.
Trivia time, and Bob is leading.
Let's hear it, Joe. We're still doing this. Hey, Joe, I need you to get a sheet of paper and keep the score, at least. You need to participate today.
All right, let's not pick it on Joe.
No, I'm dead serious. You saw how slow it was last week when I kept the score
I see what you're saying. I thought you were saying he couldn't participate.
No.
I was going to say that
no,
was mean.
No, just write down the scores.
I don't have a piece of paper.
I mean, I might hate Joe, but it's not like I don't want him to play trivia with us.
Yeah.
We're moving on to trivia. This is a very heated show.
Wait, right in my arm?
Today. This is a very heated show right now. JC, are you ready for trivia?
Let's see.
All right, we're doing Jeopardy trivia. 100
level.
I hate
Jeopardy trivia.
We don't have any of them. You asked me 5 minutes before the show for trivia.
Way to go, Steve. Okay. Like I said, we are hiring for a producer, somebody that has some preparation time.
Joe, you are no one to talk about preparation.
I participate. You're told 5 minutes ago to do a trivia.
I watched the movie, Joe.
I'm just saying. I know
I came
what the
with
movie's
one
about.
Headline,
I know
Joe.
What it's about. So
and
who's
I work today.
Who's participating in this damn trivia thing?
It's getting hot up in here.
All right. Category, the movies, all 100 level for you guys.
Who's playing?
JC, you and me.
Yep.
Joe and Jagoff.
Okay. Category, the movies. For the 30th anniversary of this Mike Todd film, Lifestyles, Robin Leach circled the globe in 80 hours.
JC.
Oh, we're supposed to call out her name?
Lifestyles of the Rich and Famous.
Can you repeat the question?
For the 30th anniversary of this Mike Todd film, Lifestyles, Robin Leach circled the globe in 80 hours.
I have no idea.
Steve.
Steve.
Around the World in 80 Days.
Category, the movies. He won a Best Actor Oscar for the movie Yankee Doodle Dandy.
What year?
Did not say. He won a Best Actor Oscar for the movie Yankee Doodle Dandy.
We're going up to three, I guess, right?
Hang on, Joe's almost got it Googled.
No, I'm sitting here with a box in my lap, using it as a piece of paper.
He's not even doing anything. Even when you're not cheating, you get accused of cheating. He's like, I got to get this at home.
All right, who's in Yankee Doodle Dandy? Anyone? Mm. I don't know. All right, I'll play Alex Trebek. Oh, folks, it was Jimmy Cagney.
Oh, gosh, I would have never known.
Category, the movies. Musician David Crosby had a bit role as a pirate in this 1991 version of Peter Pan.
Joe. It's Hook.
Good way job, to go, Joe.
All right, just finally, someone's on the board.
On the board. There's no negatives
you're
here,
you're on the board,
there?
Steve.
Oh, I got it right. That's right. All right.
All right, again, category, all the movies, all 100 level. In 1977, this Happy Days star directed his first feature, Grand Theft Auto. JC.
Ron Howard.
Nice job, JC.
Did we lose points if we get it wrong?
Okay, so it's 1-1-1.
Are we losing points if we get it wrong?
No.
Okay.
No, we're going up to 3.
1-1-1.
1-1-1.
In The Two Jakes, Jack Nicholson reprised Jake Gittes, whom he first played in this 1974 film.
It's before I was born.
Chinatown. Come on, it was a big movie.
Yeah, well.
In The Wizard of Oz, Billy Burke told Judy Garland, never let those items off your feet.
Steve.
Joe.
Steve.
Damn it.
Ruby slippers. All right, Steve is one away.
All right, I have to skip a dupe. Dorothy was the nickname of a data collection device placed in the vortex.
Steve.
Ah.
Twister.
How did you know that?
Steve is cheating.
I've never seen that. Steve ran away with it.
The crowned one. Right? Steve, the crowned one.
That's right. Steve.
Good job,
Steve. Steve, thank you very much. That's awesome.
About time you won.
I feel so proud. I'm a winner finally. I think I've won one other one.
Yeah, you didn't participate much, so.
Well, that doesn't matter. I should win.
You should.
More often.
Yeah. Steve, do we have any quick Uber story? Nothing? Little update on Mission Uber?
No, we'll do that next week.
Okay, sounds good.
Thank God.
Joe.
Next week. That's a little tease.
Joe, what are we watching?
Silence. I liked it. It's a scary movie.
Oh, thanks for giving it away.
You're welcome.
It's two movies and two. Should we change the choice, Steve?
No, that's good.
It's okay.
The silence. It's come to that time where we got to pick today's biggest idiot. What are the contestants?
Yeah.
Contestants?
The guy with the gas tank.
Yeah.
The guy at the gas tank walking into St. Patrick's Cathedral. One. That's definitely one.
The guy who lost
whoever's the electrician that set up the
right. How about the Game of Thrones star that got thrown around by his
the guy who operated the bull or the costume designer? Which one? Which one we blaming?
I'm gonna go with all Game of Thrones fans.
Perfect.
That's what I'm going with.
Yes,
I'm going with all Game of Thrones fans. For
a whole lot.
Sending texts like,
Are you pumped?
Are you pumped? Okay, that's mine.
Are you pumped?
Bob, was that your neighbor?
It was my neighbor.
Was he listening to this?
Let's just vote for Bob's neighbor.
All right, we're going to vote
for
Bob's neighbor.
That's right. Bob's neighbor.
I'll let him know.
Okay, so for episode 38, for watching that stupid show Game of Thrones and sending your neighbor text messages, are you pumped for Game of Thrones? Mr. Neighbor Guy, you are today's biggest idiot. Remember, you can text us at 710KMUGHA6.
Where's the theme song for it?
Follow us on Twitter. Follow us on Facebook. Check out our website at idiotspod.com. Bob works on that doggone thing every week, and I think I'm the only one that looks at it.
That's okay.
No, we know somebody does.
And until next time, remember, there are no such things as stupid questions, only stupid people who ask stupid questions.